This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The Colorado Senate will hear a proposal today that would require college health centers to provide medication abortion services. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The bill would expand reproductive health care access for students at both public and private institutions. Under the bill, campuses with on-site pharmacies would be required to stock and dispense abortion medication. For colleges without a pharmacy, health care providers would instead be required to submit prescriptions to off-campus outlets. The measure includes specific privacy protections for students. It also provides exemptions for institutions with conflicting religious beliefs or those at risk of losing federal grants. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It's finals time at many Colorado universities, and right in the middle of it, they're recovering from a major disruption to the online learning platform Canvas. The online system used for assignments and communication went down last week. Officials at multiple schools say the platform is now back up, but not before forcing instructors and students to find workarounds for end-of-term submissions. The outage is part of a global incident that the hacking group Shiny Hunters has taken credit for. University leaders say they do not believe any sensitive student information is at risk. The city of Denver has changed its legal strategy in a lawsuit stemming from alleged police misconduct during the 2020 George Floyd protests. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
A 2022 lawsuit in federal court accused the Denver Police Department of engaging in excessive force, targeting people who criticized police, and intentionally shooting protesters and journalists in the head with less lethal munitions. In a court document, the city acknowledged it is liable, settling the question of whether Denver officers did wrong. The move will leave jurors with one decision: what was the precise harm and what should the damages be? I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
More news at CPR.org.